Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts, I go now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine, you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
It hadn't been forgotten, I, Joe.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here with the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. Always love when you guys are with us and you're involved and you truly are engaged and you're making a difference. Now, I know some of you have sent me emails that say you don't agree with me on this line, which is, before you get involved, before you start spewing like AOC does, okay? I mean, I got to give her credit for this. Yeah, I don't know any other way to put this. When she speaks most of the time, remember, she's speaking to her audience, but when she speaks most of the time, she sounds so authoritative. Now, we all know she don't have a clue, right? We're all on the same page there? Okay, good. She doesn't have a clue. We know this. And yet, she wins over so many of her age group. Why? As you heard a little while ago, I can play some more clips if you want. Her generation is woefully ill-informed. You know, and I believe that they want to be ill-informed. They don't want to do the work it takes to understand and or know what's going on around them. And that, to me, is extremely sad. And frankly, you know, here I go with my blaming parents again. I know how much you love that. But where are you guys? And don't tell me you're working. Okay? I mean, seriously. We gave up. We had four kids. We gave up some of the stuff that people love to have to make sure that, you know, we were able to keep them or try to keep them. We're not perfect. We had some take turns. They've come back. A few of them have come back. Right? But the bottom line with it is this, they didn't ask for you. They did not ask, hey, send me to those people there. I want him to be my dad or her to be my mom. And you don't just drop them off like I see happen quite frequently. You don't just drop them off at school and expect the school's going to take care of it all for you. And they get mad when they don't do what you want them to do. Partially because you've not paid attention to your voting record. We want to make sure that we get the right people in. Seriously. And you do that, again, you got to pay attention as to what's going on around you. If you don't, you won't have a clue. And not only that, but we really want to make sure, when I say informed, that doesn't mean you have to be an expert in that area. Look, I love the people when come up my school board meetings and they have something to say, and I so much appreciate it. And, you know, one of my things with school boards is get a relationship. Build a relationship with one of the board members or people in authority so you can ask questions and they know you're just not a nut job looking to hang them, that you actually do want information. right? Because there's a lot of things you don't know where it comes from, how the money's spent. You know, there are people that attack us for money that we spend, and they don't realize that it's, first of all, the feds demand it as grant money. It's given to the state. The state hands it, and I'm in California. It's really tough. State hands it down to the school districts based on the need in that particular category and says, you must do A, B, and C. You know, one of the dirty little secrets of California is that when it comes to books, I told you earlier, I went off on the fact that our history books, our government books are calling us a democracy. We are not a democracy. Our founding fathers were afraid of a democracy. We are a constitutional republic. There's a major difference with that. Right? So these books are coming down, and they have democracy. We can't not use those books. When the state sends you, says, hey, here's six textbooks, choose from one of them. State tells us what we can and can't use. That's why it's so important you vote for the right people. I mean, really, so important. This is getting out of control. Because you're yelling at the local board members. And now the state of California has gone even so far to try to take, over the last two or three years, they're taking more and more power away from the local school boards. Now think about that. They're totally just disconnected from these communities. Even our local, you know, assembly members that go to the state, they're not here. They're disconnected. Most of the time, they're in the state 4.5 days a week in the capital. They don't know what's going on in their community. School boards, we're right there. You come see us. Water boards, city councils, you're right in front of us, usually within 50 feet of us. And you're voicing your concerns. We voice our concerns to the state, and they go pound sand. We don't really care what you think. You know, the voters of this state are the reason we're in so much trouble. I know you love when I do this. But it's true. Now, some of us have not voted for this, but we still got it anyway. You know, the Gavin Newsoms of the world. But the reason you have a 12-year-old has the ability to get an abortion at school, that's right, to be taken out of school, have an abortion, get brought back to school, and you would never have to know, is because of the people you voted in to the state senate, I mean to the state capitol. The reason the school can keep secrets from you about your children and some of the medical procedures is because of the people you voted in to the state capitol. And the CTA, which is the California Teachers Association, one of the strongest unions in the country, really, they are now running campaigns to put nothing but teachers on school boards. How does that serve the needs of a diverse community? Joe Messina, your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
Hopefully you are too. Go machine your home. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Again, always a pleasure to have you with me. So much appreciate the time. Look, I know time is precious, right? But I appreciate the time that you're with me. I appreciate the time that you take being involved, whether it's in the chat room or you know, sending me emails. You can always send me an email to joe@joemessina.com, joe@joemessina.com. And I do appreciate your comments. If they're nasty, I'll read your name. If they're not nasty, but just argumentative or, you know, you have a different viewpoint, I'm fine with that. I have no problem with it. All right. Where was I? Oh, yeah, I just finished railing on a California Teachers Association. I mean, it's kind of crazy. They've got lots of money and lots of power. And to a big degree, they run the state. Okay? So you want to know why education is the way it is? You want to know why we've slipped? California slipped to what, 42nd in the nation? We used to be among the top five. And again, we're not a democracy. We're a constitutional republic. That's what I was talking about before. You know, what's his name? Frank Lutz. That's the name. I'm not a big fan of his. I can tell you a story about going to his house, being a part of an event, and basically leaving because I was just whatever. They wanted to come against Huckabee and a few others in the Conservative Party. Right? They said we couldn't win anything until we got rid of them. Their stance on abortion was outdated. Outdated. Since when did killing become outdated? Saving a life become outdated? I'm very confused. I'm not the first time, but I am. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I usually don't play these kind of things. Not to the degree I'm going to play this one. And this is where he's having an interview with a CNN. Is that CNN? Yeah, I think it's CNN. Doesn't matter. They're all the same at that point anyway. With an anchor about the fate of our democracy and how some young people have felt we're done. The democracy's in danger. But here's the thing that bothers me. You never know. When they say the democracy's in danger, what do they mean by that? Like when you talk to a conservative about securing the border, we know what they mean. Right? Border wall, more Border Patrol people, back them up with the, you know, with the military if need be. That's what we're talking about. But it's not what they're talking about. When a Democrat says we need to update the immigration policy, we need to clean up the... No, they're talking about tearing down the wall, making it worse. Now, this is Frank with a focus group that is having an issue with our democracy. Take a listen.
I was struck, too. You also sat down recently with some younger voters, and you talked to them specifically about democracy. I want to play those moments.
Is our democracy in danger of failing? Raise your hands if you say yes. Wow.
Now, the majority of them at this point have raised their hand. And frankly, I got news for you. If he had said, is our republic in danger of failing, I would have raised my hand. The reason I would have raised my hand is because of what little our youth know about our republic. How little they know about what it took to get here. What it means to be a republic, what power we have as a republic that they don't seem to understand. It's just amazing. We have done them a disservice when it comes to education, seriously.
I'm shocked at how many. Does anyone here, by a show of hands, think our democracy is truly strong? You got two people, that's it.
Two people. Okay, again, if you get past the word democracy for a minute, we'll deal with it afterward. Because, you know, their idea of democracy might be that the things that Trump wants are not a democracy, and the things that Joe Biden wants is, and that the Republicans are getting in the way. This is why I say to you, I never know how they ask these questions. And I'll tie that into something I went through recently with a bunch of young people. But let's listen up to the rest of this. Again, I don't like playing other people's interviews, but I'm going to for the moment.
Two hands.
We're in trouble. I don't know what to do about it. This is my craft. This has been my trade for the last 30 years. Mm-hmm. I've been seeing this get worse and worse. 74% of Americans now say they're mad as hell and not going to take it anymore. 83% say we're more divided than we've ever been. Even people 65 and older. Old enough to remember the killing of Martin Luther King, mm-hmm. Bobby Kennedy, our cities burning down. They say this is the most divided it's ever been.
Who disagrees with that? It's now not a love and hate fest with your family over whether or not somebody did something to somebody in the family. Now it's Who did you vote for? How sad is that?
They're mad as hell. They're not going to take it anymore. You said, what, 74%? But why are they mad? Can they articulate why they're mad?
Yes, they believe they've been ignored, forgotten, and the worst of all, betrayed. And I'm paying attention to the words and phrases they use because the stronger the language, the greater the anger. And I've seen this and I feel this. And I'm reminding them, your children are watching. Your friends are watching. And they don't care anymore because they want to own the opposition rather than change the opposition.
Or talk.
Do you hear that? They want to own the opposition. Well, they want to rule over you. They want to make you their slaves. That's really what it boils down to. I do not agree that that is the basic mindset of a conservative. I don't want to own you. You do what you want to do. Okay? Do it in your home, with yourself, with a whatever. Okay? Don't force me to believe what you believe. Don't force me to have to put up with your shenanigans because you believe it to be your truth. Therefore, it must be everybody's truth.
To the opposition. Really quickly, too, because I do want to get to one other topic with you. The younger voters who you spoke with there who see the democracy at risk, only two of them said the democracy is strong. Where are they? Are they mad as hell? Are they just throwing up their hands? They want to try to change anything?
They don't like anybody. They see Joe Biden as being too old. They see Donald Trump as being corrupt. They don't like anyone. They don't have anyone to follow. They're looking for a role model. They're looking for someone to aspire to be, and they don't see it.
Boy, and the sad part about that, think about all our legislators. Think about all those that claim to be, well, followers of Christ or just honest people or supposed to be. Why aren't they out there? Why aren't they being that role model that needs to be? Because you got a whole education system fighting you. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com and immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. More conservatives are joining the push to remove House Speaker Mike Johnson. Arizona Republican Paul Gosar declared his support Friday for the motion introduced by Georgia Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene to vacate Johnson's position. Conservatives are discontent with the speaker, contending that border policy modifications should be linked to any fresh aid for Ukraine. Arizona Republican Senator John Kavanaugh anticipates that the state's Civil War-era abortion prohibition will be abolished prior to the upcoming election.
I believe it will. I'm pro-life, but I think there are enough Republicans who will vote with the Democrats to do that.
Speaking to Fox 10, Kavanaugh acknowledged that while the majority of Republicans traditionally support a pro-life stance, societal dynamics have evolved. Former President Trump is frustrated by a gag order in his hush money case, barring him from discussing those involved. Trump argues it violates his free speech rights. John Schaefer, USA News.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel he was on.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. That's right. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. I don't know any other way to put it, people. You got to get engaged. You got to make a difference. It's the only way we're going to win. Get the information you need and then jump in. Really that simple. Okay, so that same focus group that you heard a few minutes ago with Frank Lutz, whatever. It really interesting if you heard the rest of it, and we're going to in a minute. I'm going to let you hear the rest of it in a second here, but to hear what they were fighting about, some of the stuff they were saying, I'm going to stop the video from time to time because I want to comment on the misinformation that these people have bought into. To show you the power, and you already know this. I mean, most of you people listening already have a clue. You know this. But to hear the power that these people, that the media has over these people, that they're not paying attention, that they're really just taking whatever their favorite news anchor or person is, they're taking that information and they're believing it to be gospel truth. I find it amazing. Maybe some of you don't, but I just find it utterly amazing. Have we been told or taught now? Are we conditioned not to think for ourselves? Let the news media think for us? Because, man, that ain't going to work. You will be Borg drones by the time it's done. You know what I'm saying? All right, take a listen. Ooh, let me lower that. Take a listen to what happens at this focus group. Come on, you can do it.
Focus groups, sharing it with OutFront. Take a look.
Top condescending was Obama.
But you...
I couldn't stand to watch that guy. He just looked down on top of everybody. Trump will get down in the dirt and work with you.
So
Obama
you
would
want
never
respect.
Have done that.
You want respect, but you have a president who takes on women, minorities, everything but white
and
males.
He won the election. And he won.
He didn't get
and you guys can't
votes.
Handle that.
Don't you love this? Right? You have a president that went after or took on Hispanic and went down a whole... No, he didn't. Is that why the Hispanic and the black community are rising up to support Trump? Or are they just too stupid to know better? I mean, that's the other question I have.
He didn't.
I don't know why he's racist. No,
why
do you have to ask him
that way? Yeah, why do black people hate
because
him?
Because he's...
You know, this is that one... This is that one where you have, let me fix that. This is that one where you heard him say, as part of a bigger speech, you heard him say that they're not sending us their best. What's coming over, right, were rapists, murderers, criminals, and so forth. And they've locked onto that, like, without understanding what the context was, what was said before and after, and that's the truth for them. It's nuts.
And he says, all those Mexicans are rapists and murderers.
He didn't say that. But the media has taught them that that's what he said. Has them believing that that's exactly what he said. It's not.
He said they're sending the worst among them. Some of them are rapists. Some of them are drug dealers and murderers.
Yeah, see, she's mad now. She's upset because he's asking her. She's responding what she believes to be the truth. She's not interested in what was up on the video for real. She's not interested in what was really in the speech. She's locked onto what she heard, what she believes, and that's the end of it. And what she's saying is, you're asking me, and now you won't listen to me because you're not telling the truth. Now, I don't believe you're lying. I believe it's what you heard. I believe it's what you believe to be truth. But have you sat and listened to the whole speech? I'll bet you 9.9% of these people out of 10 did not listen to the whole speech. Just amazing.
Ask me what I feel.
Frank is with me now, so that's just...
Yeah, what you feel. I mean, I'm going to be rude about it. Nobody really cares what you feel when it comes to the truth. You need to tell the truth, or you need to deal with the truth as it is, not as you want it to be. Right? Come on, think about it. Yeah, there's people you hear. Which one?
Bad?
Come
what
on, we're
learn?
All there. So, again, I say to you, you have to look at this and understand that the media has such a stronghold on these people. You know, when I do the show, one of the things that you have to do a show like this is I go watch, listen, just like you saw. I go watch, listen, and deal with CNN, MSNBC, ABC, DEFG. You got to deal with them all. And if you really want to get a kick out of it, look at how they spin the stories, the titles of the stories that tell it all. When you go look at the left-leaning sites as opposed to the right-leaning sites, right? So you can see by the different titles how they're going to spin it. So that's why I read it. I look to see what points, what facts are in non-facts, one side is using over the other. Again, it's the only way you win. It's the only way to truly make it happen. Seriously. Joe, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@joemessina.com. I know that seems to be the preference, joe@joemessina.com. You know, we're just talking about Newsom, and his mindset is the why you should be moving to California. His mindset is the why, you know, California is the place to be. You got to love it. It just shows you how mentally confused they actually are. Now, for the second month in a row, California posted the highest unemployment rates in the country. Now, I don't know if that's if they're including illegals, because, you know, in California, you can get away with almost anything. You know, illegals are going to get health care here soon. They're going to get, monthly checks? State and government. Just nuts. Just totally nuts. Anyway, that's according to new data from March, and it was one of the only two states, the other being Nevada, with a March jobless rate above 5%. It's according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, not some right-wing publishing company. But on the positive side, data released Friday by the State Employment Development Department showed that California job growth turned upward last month, but still lagging way behind the national average. But see, again, where do those jobs go? Who do they go to? How could they be going upward when you have restaurants closing like crazy because they can't afford the minimum wage? The new minimum wage, right? The minimum wage for the nation ticked down a point, not a point, but 0.1%, while ours remained steady at 5.3. I don't believe the numbers. We've got more homeless because they don't have jobs and they're sleeping in the streets. What is that all about? How did those numbers come together? Where do they get them? Where are they pulling them up from? I mean, for over a year now, California's employment growth, they're lagging behind everybody else in the country. So how can Newsom say it's a great place to be? We got all this job growth. We got all this stuff going on. And the analysts, and they don't want to hear this, they're saying that near-term job growth in California is likely to tank even more because companies are leaving. Tech companies are leaving. Even investment companies leaving. They need their employees. It's cheaper for them to pay to relocate their employees to another friendly state, business-friendly state, than it is to stay here. And California's so worried about, I don't know if you guys heard about this, California's so worried about these people leaving that they now are going to implement an exit tax. I can't imagine that is going to hold up in federal court. There's no way. Right? Anyway, I look at this stuff. I'm sorry, I gotta scratch my head. And again, wonder, what is going on? How is he getting away with it? Are we really that dumb in the state that we don't see this? Okay, Joe Messina, your host. All right, when we come back, I am going to rail on those crazy marketing calls and what happened to me today. I got proof, so I'm not worried about it. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We are back. Joe Basile, your host. Always a pleasure. Always appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the conversation. You do that by getting informed, as I like to say. All right, so how many of you guys have been pestered by, you know, you look at the information online? You know, and sometimes I'm looking for information truly for the show sometimes. Just, I'll fill in an application, whatever, a solar panel. Get solar panels for free, right? And I do it because I kind of bait them. I mean, all right, so they call me and go, hey, here, you're interested. What's your electric bill? What's this? Okay, I said, well, your ad said there was no cost to the homeowner. Well, there is no cost for the installation. There's no cost for the, but you have to pay for this. You know, you're renting / leasing. I go, oh, okay, so there is a cost to the homeowner. Well, yeah, but it's not an initial cost. Oh, okay, because we're going to play with words now. So I have a lot of fun with these guys. And I don't know if you've ever heard that comedian. Most people, they see those calls from solicitors come in. And they just hang up on them or whatever. I don't. Because I look at it, unless I'm really busy. I figure if they're trying to waste my time, then what I do is I'm going to waste their time. I'm going to make it so they can't get on another call to sell anything to anybody else. And I'm going to ask the dumbest questions in the world and string them on. And then at the very end, I love to say to them, by the way, I had no intention of buying anything, but I figured since you called me out of nowhere and I didn't ask you to call me and you're wasting my time, I'd waste your time. And it usually ends up with some nasty verbiage and then they hang up on me. Okay? So I got a call today and I checked it out. After I got the first like six calls, I called one of the numbers back and it went back to Royal Unlimited Mortgage. Or, I'm sorry, Royal United Mortgage. Now, I don't know anything about these people. I didn't even check the Better Business. I didn't check any of that. All right? But the person who called me, I finally said, hey, I didn't ask you to call me. I don't want a new mortgage. I'm quite happy with what I got. All right? Leave me alone. Stop calling. And I hung up on him because he kept trying to interrupt me. He proceeded to call me 14 more times. Okay? Are you with me? I got them on my phone. I can prove it, and it came from them. But the numbers were rotating, right? So they must have a big bank of numbers they call from, or they were spoofed, what they call spoofing numbers, where it's not the real number that you're at. Now I don't know which one of those. So I'm not accusing them of spoofing numbers. I'm saying it's like spoofing numbers. And I finally got back to him, and I said, listen, I don't usually do this, but I'm going to do it now, because I can imagine you doing this to somebody else. I'm on a nationally syndicated radio show, and I'm going to tell them what you did today, and hopefully it'll get back to your bosses. Okay? This is wrong. What you're doing is wrong, and not everybody has a mic or the ability to push back. And I hung up on them. I didn't even give them a chance to respond. And then I got two more calls over a period of an hour, and that was it. So it's just kind of one of those things where you go, when you're in a sales position and somebody says, no, I didn't ask you to call me. I don't want you. Lose my number. You probably should lose the number. You know what I'm saying? So again, 14 calls. And it might have been, I might have been asking questions about a mortgage online. Not that I wanted to redo one. You know, but some of them will say, hey, you know, can refinance and we guarantee you this rate for this much time, blah, 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 blah. I know that a couple of months ago, there was a new thing that came out with like it wasn't really a second on your house. It was a credit card with a HELOC. And you can't understand it in the way they write it. So I filled out a form. The guy called me. They said, look, I'm just looking for information because for you guys, I really truly want to know, how does that work? You know, they have seconds that you don't have to take. It sits in the bank and you pull it when you need it. They have the ones with the credit cards where you have a credit line, you pull it when you need it. It's locked in at a certain rate. These people actually had no payments till you sell the house. So you could take that, the equity you had the second, and you didn't have to pay until you sold the house. So I had a great conversation with the guy. Polite. I said, look, chances are I'm really not going to go for this. But I appreciate your time, right? And I didn't tell him what I was using it for because I didn't want him just to hang up on me. I want to get information from him. And it seemed legit, but I'm not smart enough to figure it out, all right? And I've heard horror stories about, other mortgages that you can get. You pay when you die or what have you. And not that they're horror stories like they were set out to be taken advantage of, but sometimes people don't explain the whole thing. Reverse mortgage. They don't explain the whole thing, so people don't really understand it, and it's too bad. But I got to ask, you know, some of you guys that are salespeople, really, 14 calls? You think it's going to make it better? You think it's going to make me want to get involved with your company, want to call? I mean, I'll tell you what, I was so hot at one point, I almost called the company and got a hold of their, tried to get a hold of their customer service department and talk to somebody there, but I decided that I didn't want to do that. No, I'd rather do it this way. And just let you know, it may not be a company. I check them out at the Better Business Bureau. I'm not going to do that work for you. Different numbers. I don't know if they were spoofed or not. Came in as Royal United Mortgage. And he just, I mean, typical I should say typical, because I haven't had this experience before. Right? Usually with salespeople turn down, they quit. That's it. They're done. But no. Anyway, 14. I hope you're listening, because I told him I was going to do this. I hope you listen. 14 calls for what reason? All you do is create bad blood. And if anybody asks me, I'm going to tell them I wouldn't do it, because I don't know how you would react to a negative thing from a client. All right, moving on. I don't know if you heard this, but Molly Ringwald, remember her? She complained today that her 80s movies were too white. I don't understand. There weren't enough black people in them. There weren't enough Asian people. Well, Asian or white, I guess. Not enough Hispanics. Right? No. They were what they were. They were successful movies. I'm sure blacks and Hispanics went and saw them. I'm sure all kinds of people of color went and saw them. Now you just turn around. You feel like you did the right thing. All right, so don't go for any movie unless it has a good mix in it. Now you have that choice. We had a choice. Not that's the other thing. Stop forcing things down our throats. We had a choice not to go. We could have said, well, not going to that movie. Not enough, I don't know, Italians in it. Is that really where we're going with all of this? This diversity, equity, inclusion thing gets out of line, gets ridiculous after a while. Seriously. You know, I talk to people all the time that go to the movies. Love them. And they'll come back from them and go, oh my God, they just totally screwed up this movie because they were more concerned about this DEI garbage than they were about anything else. About the authenticity of it. I can't tell you how many times Sonia, you know who she is, and Alfonso, Zoe, we talk about this all the time. It is ridiculous to have, you know, a Swedish or Norwegian movie that is half black. How would that happen? Especially, I don't know, 50, 60, 70 years ago. So rather than authenticity, they'd much prefer you try to do diversity, equity, and inclusion. Great place for it in the movies, right? Anyway, again, just nuts. They've gone, not even, this is why I say to you, they're going to shove it down your throat. If you really believe that what you got, what you think you've made, the movie that you've made, whatever you've done, right, if you really believe it's good stuff, people will go see it. It's when you force thoughts, policies, when you force this stuff down people's throats is when they push back and go, I'm sorry, I'll decide whether I want to see it or not. I'll decide whether I believe it or not. I'll do my own homework. Look at you. Nobody probably listening to this show. Y'all poo-pooed some of us, and we went, I'm not taking a shot. Not enough time. Not enough testing. Right? Well, you have to protect other people. No, actually, there's no proof it protects other people. No proof the mask protects other people. And what are you hearing now? I haven't got an apology yet. Nobody has written me an email saying, you know, Messina, you're a lunatic. I thought you were a lunatic. I thought you were, like, part of that deep state nut job stuff. But, man, you were right. You were actually right. No, I don't get it right all the time. I know that. But I was right. I'm going to be... When the CDC quietly comes out and says, you know, people who got the vaccine and who had, I don't know, X amount of boosters may be ripe for this condition or that condition. I'm sorry. Why don't you go off on them? Right? Why don't you go off on what they're doing? How them and they pushed it on us. Seriously. Just nuts. All right, guys. God bless. Have a great weekend. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back here with me on Monday. Be careful. And, I don't know, be nice to somebody. How's that for the weekend? Just one. I don't want to go overboard with it. Catch you on Monday.